Anybody with a word of testimony, anything on your heart before we do look into the Word of God this morning? All right, take your Bible, if you would, please. Turn to the book of 1 Corinthians, the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter number 13. For those that were in the service last week, you remember, we looked at, in the Gospel of John, we looked in John chapter 13 and verse number 1, and then also some verses in John 14 and 15, and begin to look at a thought, simply a very simple thought, the thought of love, and talked about love last week and want to continue that thought this week with the Lord's help this morning out of 1 Corinthians 13. I would encourage you to go back and look at those verses for sake of time in the Gospel of John. We're not going to do that this morning, but I do want to look at some verses here as Paul wrote to the church at Corinth. And we see here, of course, many times this has certainly been titled as the love chapter, and I guess you could do that, but we see Paul as he's addressing some things here at the church at Corinth, of course, talking about in the chapter, preceding chapter, about the gifts, and certainly people, God given us and different folks in the body of Christ, different gifts and different things to do within that body of Christ. And but then he comes to chapter number 13, he lets us know certainly all these things that could be done, if they're done without love, without charity, as he says here, is translated in our King James Bibles this morning. The word charity is that word agape, which is that word of that deep love that God has certainly for you and I this morning, and the kind of love that he wants you and I certainly to show towards him and towards others around us this morning. So I want to continue that thought on love and simply maybe looking at today in this chapter, and certainly a lot of things that we could address in this chapter, but three very simple thoughts that I want to leave before you this morning, if we can do that, and asking the Lord to touch us and help us this morning, and look at the thought of love in action, or if you will, maybe for just a few moments this morning, looking at it in the sense here from this chapter of looking at God's test of love, maybe also this morning as a fault from this chapter. But with that being said, how many found your place in the Word of God? All right. I ask you to stand this morning out of the reverence of the reading of the Word of God, if you're able to stand, and if you're not, that's okay. But again, to think about today, love in action. Notice what Paul says now in verse number 1 of chapter 13. He says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, and again, that word charity is love, that agape love, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Now, I want you to notice these things as we go through them, especially as we get a little deeper here in these verses, and let the Holy Spirit evaluate each of us here this morning and our hearts, and certainly if we can see within our own hearts and our own lives this love in action that God wants you and I to have. Notice in verse 2 he says, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, notice what he says in verse 2, so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow, notice in verse 3, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Verse 4, charity, these are some things that we need to evaluate in our own heart and our own life. Notice what he says. Charity or love suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Verse 7 says, it beareth all things, speaking of this charity, of this love. It beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things. Then notice that next word, endureth. Endureth all things. Charity never faileth. But where they be prophecies, they shall fail. Where they be tongues, they shall cease. Where they be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. Notice what he says in verse number 11. Boy, I'd like to take this and preach on this a while. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. Verse 13, and now, abideth faith, hope, and charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. May the Lord add his richest blessings to the reading of the precious word of God. Let us pray. Father, we bow in your presence once again today, Father, to thank you for another day on this side of eternity. Lord, to thank you today for your love and your grace and your mercy, and to thank you for the privilege that we have to be able to come back to your house this morning to worship you in spirit and in truth. We thank you for the teaching of the Word of God. We thank you this morning for the testimonies, to be able to pray together, and then, Lord, today to hear the beautiful singing of the songs of Zion, and, Lord, to realize today that we know that our name is written there. Father, we thank you for that this morning. We thank you now for the precious Word of God, and I pray right now, Lord, that, Father, you would anoint me once again with fresh oil. God, I pray that, God, you give me liberty this morning to preach those things that, Lord, need to be preached now in this service. I pray that, Lord, that you'll take over charge. Lord, I pray again you'll anoint me with fresh oil, anoint my mind and my mouth, that, Lord, I'll say those things this morning that need to be said. And then I pray this morning as the Word of God goes out, Lord, I pray that ears and hearts will be open and receptive to, Lord, that which you have for each and every one of us here this morning. I truly think that, Lord, if we come today seeking something from you, that, Father, you have something for each of us here this morning. So I pray, Holy Ghost of God, just take over charge of all that to be said and done. Now, Lord, as we stand to preach, and then again, Father, I pray just move in every heart and every life. I pray most of all there be someone here today that, Lord, has never trusted you as Savior. I pray that, Father, today that they could truly experience the love of God, the love of Christ in their own heart today, and, Father, receive you as their Savior. And, Lord, those that might be cold, indifferent, Lord, those today that, Lord, may be going through different circumstances and situations in life, I pray this morning, God, again, that you just work now in the midst of each and everything that will be said and done. I pray every hindrance, Lord, would be removed. And, Father, today you'll give liberty this morning now to the preaching and to the working of the Holy Ghost of God. We love you. We thank you. We praise you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. In Christ's name we do pray. And all God's people said, amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing out of the reverence of the reading of the precious Word of God. This morning, again, for just a few moments to think about love in action as we think about this wonderful chapter that we have laid out before us today. I truly believe if each of us would search our hearts that probably there's areas in our life as far as true charity and love is concerned, as Paul is describing here to this church, that probably there's areas in all of our life that we could work on. And certainly as you think about some of the things here that Paul outlines in this great chapter, and again, I don't have time to get into all those today, but certainly I believe today if you and I are going to build a lasting and genuine relationship with the person of the Lord Jesus Christ and accomplish anything for his cause that will bring honor and glory to him, it will have to come from a heart that is committed to loving him and his work. I believe that this morning it'll have to be a heart that is committed unto him and to his work. In other words, to love him like he has commanded that we love him this morning. And could I also say today, as we think about this love in action, is not only thinking about our relationship, our personal relationship with the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, certainly being that lasting genuine relationship that it needs to be, but also today to have that lasting and productive relationship with our spouses and our families. And even within our church family this morning, we're going to have to put love into action, because as we said last week, love is an action word. Love is not what I say, but love is initially what I do. And so this morning, I believe the Lord wants to speak to our hearts once again today about this thing of love, because today, if we'll just love God and love one another like he's commanded us to do, man, it would take care of so many things in our lives, so many problems that we might be even going through right here this morning. I'll tell you what, it would solve a whole lot of problems in our lives if we would just love the way God has commanded you and I to love the way that he's loved you and I. As I said last week, friend, all you have to do to know that God loves you and I this morning is to look how he put love on display when he was willing to go to the cross of Calvary and lay down his life and bleed, die, and suffer for somebody like me and somebody like you. Boy, I tell you what, I'm glad this morning that God has loved me. I'm glad God does love me. And I'm glad this morning that God will continue to love me and to love you, even though we don't deserve it. Boy, I'm so glad this morning for a Heavenly Father that has genuinely, hallelujah, demonstrated His love to each and every one of us here this morning. And so I say to that today, church, hallelujah. Thank God my name is written there. Just like they sang about this morning. How in the world could my name get wrote down in a place like glory? It's because there was a God in heaven that loved me and gave Himself for me. Oh, I'll tell you this morning, friend, if we could get this thing of love, hallelujah, and again, just love like Jesus loved you and I and loved one another, I'm telling you, it would help every one of us. It'd help our families. It'd help this church. It'd help this community. I'm telling you, the love of God today can move great mountains this morning if we'll just love like Jesus loves today, my friend. We must put love into action. We talk about love, but do we really demonstrate that love as God has demonstrated His love toward you and I? Now, as I said, I've got three very simple things that the Holy Spirit has shared with me that I want to share with you this morning. And I pray there'll be a blessing and a help. If we're going to put love into action, I believe first thing that we need to do today, in looking from the verses that we've read, and again, don't have time to get into all those like I would like to, but the first thing that I think we must do today is we must, first of all, we must guard our love. We must guard our love. And you say, preacher, what in the world are you talking about this morning? Because I want us to think about something for just a moment. Love is always under attack. In any of the relationships that we have this morning, whether it be our personal relationship with the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, or whether it be the relationship between the husband and the wife, whether it be between the parents and the children, or whatever relationship that it might be, I want you to know something today, that it's always under attack, because it's under attack of that one called Satan, and he hates this morning, as I've said before recently, he hates God. He hates everything about God. He wants to do everything that he can to destroy God's influence. He wants to do everything that he can to destroy your influence. He wants to destroy you. He wants to destroy your testimony. He wants to destroy your home. He wants to destroy your children. Amen. I'm telling you what, this morning, we need to be on guard of our love, because love, genuine love today, it is under attack this morning. And we need to understand that. And we need to realize that. We must guard our love. We must nourish it. Today we must, and we're going to talk about some other things in just a few moments with the help of God. And I believe today that's one of the reasons that continually throughout the Word of God, we see that God continually reminds His children that we are to love Him and to love one another. Why does He have to keep reminding us over and over and over again? Because it's always under attack. And so we must remember, we need to keep our guard up, just as we talked about, and certainly the temptations and how we need to guard from the temptations around us. We need to guard our love. We need to guard it with everything that we have and everything that we are and our very being today, because it is under attack. So remember this morning, if we're going to have a love that is in action, we must guard our love. Let me give you a couple of things we need to guard from. Number one, we need to guard from seeds of doubt. Seeds of doubt. Because there's one thing about it, is God deals with truth. Boy, I'm glad for a God that deals with truth this morning. Amen. And friend, if you want to know truth, just get into the Word of God, because God deals in truth. But if you'll notice about Satan, even as we're looking at the temptations, it's amazing how all these things just certainly go all together this morning. But you'll find that he plays on seeds of doubt. He does everything that he can to plant seeds of doubt in your heart and in your mind. He'll do anything he can to get me off course. He'll do anything that he can to get you off course. And friend, if you're here without Christ today, he'll do everything that he can to keep you from accepting the Lord Jesus Christ. He'll try to plant all kinds of doubt and all kinds of things in your mind. But I'm telling you what, hallelujah, this morning, friend, understand that he's a liar and the father of all lies. He don't ever tell the truth. But I'm glad for a Heavenly Father, thank God this morning that we'll be honest and truthful. Hallelujah. When God says he loves you, my friend, you can take that to the bank and you can cash it. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad of that? But it's amazing. It's amazing the seeds of doubt that God has planted in somebody's heart right here this morning. The seeds of doubt that God, that Satan has planted in your heart and your mind this morning. That God doesn't love me, friend. There's nothing further from the truth. I'm glad for a God that's already demonstrated and proved his love time and time again to me and to you this morning. So, friend, you need to guard against those seeds of doubt. I'm telling you, as a Satan this morning will plant seeds of doubt in your heart about your spouse, about your children, about your family, about your church family. He'll come by and say, that church don't care nothing about you. Hey man, he'll do it. How do you know, preacher? Because I'll tell you what, he'll try to do it to me. He'll try to do it to you. He'll try to do it to you. You better stay on guard. Hallelujah. And just love like Jesus loves. And just keep on loving. And keep on loving. Because Satan will try to insert those seeds of doubt in your heart and in your mind. That church out there don't love me. Well, friend, I want to tell you one thing today. If we don't love you like we're supposed to love you, then certainly there is something wrong. Amen. Now, that don't mean that we're going to go around and pet you all the time. That don't mean we're going to tell you what you want to hear all the time. Love stands on truth. Amen. And we're going to do our very best. Listen, church, we need to do our dead level best to love one another as God has commanded us to do and lift one another up and love them and edify and do all the things that we need to do as the body of Christ. Husbands and wives, you need to love one another like God has commanded us. But it's amazing how Satan will put those seeds of doubt in your heart and in your mind. And here's the problem with the seed. If we're not careful, Miss Debbie will let that thing grow. And the bigger it grows, and the bigger it grows, the bigger it becomes, the greater obstacle it becomes. But friend, I'm telling you, thank God, aren't you glad for a God that there's nothing too big, and there's nothing too hard, and there's nothing, hallelujah, this morning, there's nothing impossible with Him today, my friend. Love in action this morning. We must guard our love because today we must watch out for the seeds of doubt. I'm glad this Bible teaches me today that there's some things that God wants me to know. I don't have time to get into them this morning, but friend, I'm telling you, I'm glad there's some things that God wants me to know. Hallelujah. He wants me to know that He does love me. He wants me to know that I have been redeemed and saved by the good grace of God. He wants me to know that I passed from death unto life. I'm telling you, hallelujah, I'm glad for a God that wants me to know. Wants me to know. Wants me to know. And wants you to know this morning, my friend. We must guard our love from those seeds of doubt. Let me give you something else that we need to be on guard for. It's not only seeds of doubt, but boy, I don't know where I'll get through this in this morning or not. I've already hit on it just a little, but I want us to understand that we must guard our love from not only seeds of doubt, but from seeds of discord. Seeds of discord. Now, as you study your Bible in the book of Proverbs, one of the six things that God hates is he that soweth discord among the brethren. Amen. What I'm telling you this morning, when you begin to think about not only those seeds of doubt, but you think about those seeds of discord, we ought to be on guard of these things. We ought to guard our love from these seeds of discord. A discord simply means contention and strife. It means disagreement. It can mean difference of opinions. It can mean anger. It can mean dispute. I thought about jealousy and envy and all these seeds of discord. Discord that'll get sown into our hearts and our minds. We must be on guard, because I'll tell you, one little seed this morning of discord, if we allow it to grow, can destroy us and hurt that relationship that we have one with another. Can hurt our relationships between a husband and a wife and a family and children and a church family. I'm telling you, he'll stir up anything he can. Hallelujah, with seeds this morning of discord and cause problems in our life. We must be on guard today, my friend. Because he's doing all that he can to sow these seeds of discord. We must be on guard. We must be on guard of our love today. Because he'll bring about those seeds of doubt and then those seeds of discord. And as I said, what started as a seed. Now, if we have the faith of the grain of mustard seed, he said we could say to the mountain, and I preached on that not long ago. Talked about the sycamine tree. And boy, I'll tell you what, how that just one little seed of faith can move mountains. But also how a little seed of doubt and discord, instead of loving like God loves, instead of loving like God's commanded that we love, we'll begin to let hatred and bitterness and envy and strife. And the first thing you know, instead of loving one another, just like out of the book of Galatians as it talked about this morning, you'll be biting and devouring one another. I'm talking about people that are saved. I'm talking about people that should know better, ought to know better. But boy, isn't it amazing how we can get caught up in these seeds of doubt, and especially these seeds of discord. Now, I want to say this morning as a church family, if you're out here sowing seeds of discord, I mean, you ain't real excited about the message, so I might as well just go ahead and get mean anyhow. If you out here sowing seeds of discord among the brethren, first of all, God will deal with you. And then if he needs me to help him, now, God don't really need my help, I know that. I'm not real bright, and I'm not the sharpest crayon in the box, nor the pencil in the box, but I got enough sense that God can handle anything he needs to handle, and he don't need me, and he don't need you. But as an under-shepherd this morning, if you're out here sowing discord about this church and about the people in the church, listen, last time I looked, ain't none of us perfect. Last time I looked, all of us have failed and come short of the glory of God. Doesn't give us a license to go out there and live like we want to. Listen, friend, if you're going to be a member of this church, you ought to live right, you ought to do right, you ought to walk right, you ought to talk right, you ought to dress right. Yeah. Amen. Amen. You ought to do all that. But even in all that this morning, we're going to mess up somewhere along the way. And friend, what we need to do is encourage one another to get right with God, get right one with another. Moms and dads, you need to get right one with another. Moms and dads, you need to get right with your children. Moms and dads, church members, you need to get right with your church members and quit sowing discord among the brethren. Amen. Preacher, I'll just pick up and go somewhere else. Well, I'll tell you what, friend, if God wants you here, you ought to be here. And you ought not to let nobody run you off from where God wants you to be.
Amen.
Amen. But boy, I tell you, first little old thing comes up, first little old discord. I mean, boy, I tell you, we got to find us somewhere else to be. Well, I'll tell you what, God's got somewhere for you to be, and you ought to be there, and you ought to stick it out, and you ought to pray for one another, and hallelujah, don't be out here, what I'm saying, don't be out here sowing discord among the church members this day.
Amen.
Right. Amen. Last time I looked, we're not a perfect church. But you can go one across the hill, under the hill, over the hill, two on every other hill. And you're not going to find the perfect one.
Right.
But we do need to be where God wants us to be. I don't know why I'm saying all this, but here we go. You know me, I just let her rip, tater chip. Be where God wants you to be. Get involved where God has you. Love God and love one another. And it'd be amazing. It'd be amazing what God would do. Because again, just this thing of love. If we love God and love one another like He's commanded, man, it'd take care of the biggest part of the problems you and I got this morning. It'd take care, husband and wife, it'd take care what's going on in that marriage today. It might take care of some of them problems you had with them teenagers. It might take care of some of them folks that you're working with. I mean, some of you work with some doozies. Boy, that'd be rough when this goes out on the radio, won't it? Well, I can't believe your pastor talked about us like that. Well, I didn't name no names. Well, I don't know who you work with. But you're going to work with some doozies. How in the world? How in the world are you ever going to make it? How in the world are you ever going to be an influence to them? I'm telling you what, just love them like Jesus has loved you and love one another. I'm telling you this morning, it will make a difference in your life if it doesn't make a difference in theirs.
Amen.
But we need to be on guard of our love this morning because of the seeds of doubt. And then these seeds of discord. Don't be out sowing seeds of discord among the brethren. God help us. God help me. God help you. We're to love one another. Now, aren't you glad that Christ loved the church and gave Himself for it?
Man,
the greatest institution in all this world. Matter, I don't like to use the word institution. It's actually an organism because it's a living organism. It's the church. But boy, it seems like some people, just as quick as they can get out the door, they're out sowing discord. God help us this morning. I'm saying, charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It's not puffed up. You ever seen anybody puffed up? Isn't that fun? Doth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things. Believeth all things. Hopeth all things. What's that next word? Endureth all things. Wow. Charity never faileth. So we have to look at it in the aspect is God's love's not failing. God's love is not failing.
Amen.
I'm going to have to say it one more time because some of you just are not getting it yet. God's love does not fail.
Amen. Right.
So if God's love does not fail, then what's the culprit? We are. We allow the seeds of doubt. We allow the seeds of discord to be sown into our hearts and our minds. And the first thing you know, what used to be lovey-dovey is blown into a million pieces. I believe I said, maybe even last Sunday, that As far as I know, the divorce rate in America is still somewhere right around 50%. For younger couples, for those that get married real young, it's even higher than that. It's up towards 60%. And then you come down to the church and it still runs somewhere around 50%. Now, is that God's plan? Now, again, as I said last week, if you've had to go through something terrible as far as relationships are concerned in your life, I'm not here to throw you under the bus, friend. I'm praying for you. I'm rooting for you. I want you to know that. There's a God in heaven that still loves you this morning. But, friend, I'm telling you, thank God, if we just get this love and love like Jesus has loved us and love like God has commanded that we love one another, it would fix a whole lot of problems in our relationships this morning. With one another, with the church, with the folks at work. I mean, what are you going to do with somebody? You're just going to tell them you're going to love them anyhow and pray for them. And that's not always easy. I'm not telling you that it is. But what are they going to do with that? We must guard our love. If we're going to have love that is in action, we'll have to guard our love from these seeds of doubt and these seeds of discord. Let me give you a couple of verses of Scripture. Psalms 141 and 3, a psalm of David. He said, set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Hello. Boy, I'd stay out of a whole lot of trouble just keep my mouth shut sometimes. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Verse 4, and the you say, well, that has nothing to do with love in my heart. Notice what he says in verse 4. Verse 4 says, incline not my heart to do any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity, and let me not eat of their dainties. David said, Lord, keep watch over my mouth. Because with them seeds of doubt, them seeds of discord get sown into our hearts, and we let that thing grow just a little bit, the first thing you know, it'll be coming out of our mouth. And it won't sound much like love, neither. Nor love songs. Nor love poems. We got to guard. We got to guard. And that means every one of us here this morning. We need to guard. Let me give you another verse of Scripture. Proverbs 4:23. You probably know it, but let me give it to you. Proverbs 4:23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Number one, if we're going to have a real love that is in action, that's going to make a difference, is number one, we need to guard our love. Because, again, the enemy will do anything he can to sow seeds of doubt and discord in any relationship. He'll even try to sow those seeds of discord and doubt in our hearts even about our Heavenly Father if we're not careful. Oh, my soul. Lord, help us to guard this love. Secondly, help us not only to guard this love, but secondly, we must let our love grow. We must let our love grow. In other words, to allow it to become stronger so that when the seeds of doubt, when the seeds of discord try to come our way, that we can guard our hearts and our minds and guard our relationships to the point that we don't have to give in to it. And we don't. We must allow our love to grow. 1 Thessalonians 3:12, the Bible says, and the Lord make you to increase. Now, again, get this. And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you. Oh, my, this thing of love. The love for our Savior, the love for one another. So how can we not only guard our love and watch it out for those seeds of doubt and discord, but how can we make our love stronger, allow our love to grow? Well, let me give you a couple of things. Number one, we need to dedicate some time. Dedicate some time. Number one, if we're going to love God like we should love Him, and listen, I don't believe any of us will ever get to the place to loving Him like we ought to really love Him. That's a deep love, man. That's getting really close. But I think we ought to strive for that. I think we ought to work for that. And I believe truly that a true, genuine love needs to be worked on. It needs to be nourished. It needs to grow. In any relationship, whether it be our relationship with Him or between one another. And so this morning, we must be willing in allowing our love to grow stronger, our love to grow. We must dedicate some time, first of all, to the Lord and His Word. If we're going to begin to love Him like we need to love Him, then we need to learn something about Him. We need to learn more about Him. And the more that we learn about Him, I believe we'll get a greater understanding of just how much He has loved you and I. We need to learn something about Him. Not only do we need to learn more about Him and His Word and grow closer to Him, and I believe as we do that, I believe our genuine love for Him will grow. It's kind of like in a relationship, you come together, you court a while, you get married, and man, it's all lovey-dovey for a year or two, and then the first thing you know, if you're not careful, seeds of doubt and discord have been sown into the relationship. Or just like within a church, man, I'll tell you what, for a while everything's just great, but then the seeds of doubt and discord come along, we allowed to come along, and we got discord in the church, and I want to say this morning. You ought to get to know the people in your church. I ain't getting too many amens there, brother. I think I'll just sit down a while. You want to preach a while? Go ahead. Man, this is an important place. This people ought to be important to you. Just as you dedicate some time to getting to know your wife or your husband, and listen, if you've not spent some time on your marriage lately, you ought to.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Libby, thank you, honey. We'll get Randy today, won't we? Amen. But you ought to spend some time in your relationship. If you don't dedicate some time to your husband or to your wife and spend some time and get to know them better, I'm telling you, it won't be long till the seeds of doubt and discord will be sown into that relationship and you'll be cold as a block of ice toward one another. Praise God, I ain't getting no help much this morning, but I'm going to preach anyhow. You better spend some time. You better dedicate some time, because if you don't, somebody else will.
Right.
Hey, man, preacher.
Right.
Aaron, I'm trying to help you now. You're a long ways from getting there, but I'm just trying to give you some pointers before you get there. Sit over there grinning like a possum, top of a cinnamon tree. You better dedicate some time. You better put some effort into that relationship. You attend church here, you ought to dedicate some time, put some effort in getting to know your church family. Because there's going to be somewhere you're going to need them.
Amen.
Amen. There's going to be somewhere you need to get a prayer through. There's going to be somebody you need to call that you need to talk to. And you can't always get a hold of the preacher because he's out playing golf or fishing or something. I don't even own a set of golf clubs. And who's got time to go fishing? I want to really bad. Maybe sometime real soon. But we need one another.
Amen.
Why do you think the Bible has said to love God with all your heart and your soul and your mind and your strength, then to love one another as you say? Because we need one another.
Amen.
Husbands and wives need one another. Children, you need mom and dad. Hey, man. I know that some of you are teenagers and you think you got it all figured out. Friend, you in for the great awakening of your life one of these days. Hey, man. If you got a mom and daddy that loves you enough to Hallelujah, to show you love, to spend some time with you. Hallelujah, to help develop you and teach you and train you. You ought to thank God for that this morning. Because I'll tell you what's going to happen. You're going to turn around a time or two, and you're going to wonder, what happened? What happened? Because time is like that vapor that appears for a little time, and then it vanisheth away. We need to guard our love. We need to grow our love. We need to dedicate some time to our Savior, to our spouses, to our children, to our church family. Listen, if once or twice a year is all you show up, friend, I mean, some people don't even know you go here. They think you just visited. Like I said, get where God wants you, be faithful to it. Get in that family of God and love one another and love God. And there ain't no telling what God might do. Dedicate some time. Some of them sitting there this morning saying, boy, that preacher's already loving us much this morning. I'm going to love you to Jesus if I can. We need to, if we're going to make it stronger, if it's going to grow, we need to dedicate some time. Secondly, I thought about this. Not only do we need to dedicate some time, but we need to disclose some appreciation. Anybody get that? It's on my notes. Let me get down here where I can see you real good. Dedicate some time if we want our love to grow. And then secondly, we need to disclose some appreciation. We take one another for granted. Hey, man, I'm still preaching good. Don't die on me. Disclose some appreciation. We take much for granted. We take much for granted of what God's already done for us. Hey, man. Think about that this morning. Think about what He's already done for us. Lord, help this morning, church, if He never done another thing. If He never... Praise God, this about makes me want to take a spell. Brother Randy, if He never done another thing for me, hallelujah, the morning that He reached down to where I sat and convicted my old cold, stony heart and let me know that I was a sinner lost and undone without Him and drew me to Calvary. I confessed my sins. I called on Him for salvation. And thanks be to God, He moved into my heart, wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah. If He never done another thing, if He never sent another blessing, hallelujah, that's enough. That's enough to thank Him for and praise Him for all eternity this morning, my friend. Amen. But you know what He does? Every day. Every day, Miss Libby. Every day, God comes by and He blesses me again. And He blesses me again. And He blesses me again. And brother, He comes by some way, somehow, every day. And He blesses me over and over and over, even when I don't appreciate Him like I should. But I just wonder today how much more. It's amazing if the kids will show just a little appreciation for what you do for them as parents. It's kind of amazing how above and beyond you'll just keep going. And some of you looking at me a little funny, but you know what I'm talking about. Hey, man. I believe I said in the message last week, sometimes I think we've spoiled our this next generation coming on by sometimes not giving it just a little tougher on them. But anyhow, that's what love does, though. Love goes above and beyond. We need to guard it. We need to let it grow. How do we let it grow? We need to nourish it. We need to dedicate some time. We need to disclose some appreciation. As I said, we take too much for granted to those that have shown unto us a great love. We'll take our wives for granted. We'll take our husbands for granted. The wives will take, not me. Don't anybody go to crossing over on me here this morning. Hey, man. But we take so much for granted. Our love's going to grow and flourish. We're going to have to dedicate some time to that relationship. And then we're going to have to not only dedicate some time, but I really believe it would help us if we disclose some appreciation. You need to disclose some appreciation to your church family. I'm thankful for you. Go to your Sunday school teacher. I'm thankful for you. Amen. Got to disclose some appreciation. Not only should we dedicate some time and disclose some appreciation, but I've got to get out of here. Thirdly, if our love's going to grow, we'll have to deny ourselves and put others first. Boy, you talk about making your love grow. Is deny yourself and put somebody or somebody else's needs before yours. It's been said, and this is not originally mine, but it's been said many times that true joy is first of all Jesus, others, and then yourself. And that's what real joy is. And so many people will go through life never really knowing what real joy is, because they're always putting themselves first and not somebody else. Aren't you glad that Jesus always put everybody else first? Man, he never had a home. Didn't have where to lay his head. Unless some of the folks like Mary and Martha and Lazarus would invite him in. Think about that. For those 3.5 years as he ministered, meeting the needs of others. Boy, I'll tell you what a demonstration of love. Now, I want you to get something this morning before I close. Jesus can't love you any more than he already loves you right now. He can't. Because he loves you supremely. He loved you sacrificially. And unconditionally. But the most of us have got work to do.
Right, amen.
Amen. I said most of us. I throw myself under there too. I said most of us. Some of you might have reached the pinnacle, but I hadn't. Most of us need some help. Most of us need some work. Most of us need to dedicate some more time. Most of us need to disclose some appreciation. Most of us need to come to the place where we deny ourselves sometimes and think about somebody else. Love in action. We talk about it. Do we demonstrate it? We need to guard it. This morning we need to let it grow. And thirdly, we need to give it. Pretty simple, isn't it? We need to give our love. Share the love of Christ. Share that love that God has shared with you and I. I truly believe one of the reasons that our King James Bible uses that word charity here is to put special emphasis on this agape love. Because, listen, this kind of love that we have from Christ today and this kind of love that we should have toward Him and this kind of love that we should have toward one another is special. It's special. This world does not understand. They've not got to experience. They could, but so many have not got to experience the great love, this agape love of God. because they continually reject it. Now, some people you're going to try to love, and they're just going to push you away. Ain't a whole lot you can do about that. Just like with Jesus, he's loved everybody, but a lot of people are not going to love him back. You can't make people love you. I've said that. I want to say it again. You can't make somebody love you. But you can show love towards them. We need to give love. Think about the special relationships we have. The relationship that we have with Christ. The relationship. See, this love, this relationship, this agape love between Christ and the convert is special. Amen. It's special. Between Christ and the convert. Who's the convert? Those that have accepted Him. We've experienced that love. That's a special relationship. I thought about not only between Christ and the convert, but between a husband and a wife. That's a special relationship. Man, God designed that thing so special. And we need to give love one to another. Not only that special relationship between Christ and the convert and between the husband and the wife, but and even the family, but between those in the church. This is special. This is special. And we ought to give love one to another. But let me give you the last one and I'm done. We need to give love or show love to those around us today that do not know Christ as Savior. Why? Because they need to be saved. And the only way that they're going to get saved is somebody to tell them about the great love wherewith God has loved them and given His Son to die for them on an old rugged cross. I'm glad He was willing to go and take my place. I'm the one that deserved to go to the cross. You're the one that deserved to go to the cross. But because He loved me, He took my place. We can try to shun them. We can try to shoo them away. We can try all kinds of tactics. We can beat them over the head with their sin. But I'll tell you what to get them is love them like Jesus loved them. Amen. And friend, if love won't get it done, I'm just going to be honest with you. At the end of the day, it won't get done. It won't get done. But thank God for His love. God help me to have a love like Paul has wrote about here. And I believe Paul not only wrote about this kind of love, but I believe Paul demonstrated this kind of love. Man, think about all that he went through. But yet, he kept loving God. He kept loving people. Oh yes, he had to stand. But love, 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 charity faileth not. God's love does not fail. Thank God. Sometimes mine does. And sometimes yours does. That's the reason we need to guard it. We need to grow it. We need to give it. And if we do that, there ain't no telling what God would do in our own hearts, our own lives, our own families, and right here at Pleasant Grove Baptist Church. If we would just love like God has commanded you and I to love. Let's stand to our feet all over the building, Brother Scotty. Father, we love you today. Lord, so many times nowhere near like we should. Lord, we let those seeds of doubt and discord get sown into our hearts and our minds. Lord, I pray that you would help us today, that we'd be on guard for those things that would be sown into our hearts and our minds that would get us off track. in this great love, Lord, that not only have you shared with us, but that we need to share with one another. I pray this morning that the message will find a lodging place in, Lord, all of our hearts today. Lord, thank you for speaking to my heart. And I pray that, Lord, that you would help me, that my love would grow, and Lord, I'd get closer to you and love my family more, and love the folks in the church more, and love sinners more. Lord, I pray that you'd help us. And I pray here in the stillness of the service today, Lord, I don't know the need of anybody's heart, but Lord, I know that you do. And Lord, I pray in the stillness of the service as the Holy Spirit of God is moving and speaking, that, Lord, we'd just be obedient today. If there's one here today lost, Lord, I pray, oh God, speak to their heart, convict them and draw them. Help them today to come and receive you as Savior. Begin to understand just a little bit about this great love. Then, Lord, if there's those here today cold, indifferent, those here today that is troubled at heart, troubled at home, troubled even here at the house of God, I pray, Father, just move and speak and help us to be obedient. Lord, I'm glad nobody doesn't have to come and tell me anything. But, Lord, maybe there's some here today that needs to come and have a talk with you. And so, Lord, I just commit it to your hands. You do what only you can do. And, Lord, I'm going to thank you and praise you for what you are going to do. Thank you for every blessing. Lord, thank you for my family. Thank you for this church. Help us not to take for granted, oh, the great love wherewith you've loved us and the people that have loved us and helped us. Lord, I pray, help us in Jesus' name. Amen. As we sing together today.